This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one. You're the devil in the sky.
All right, I have a special film I'm going to air that's very powerful in the next hour. I wanted to finish up with the founder of the Patriot Parrot Group, Joey Gibson, and a good personal friend of the man that was executed, a.k.a. J. Bishop Aaron J. Danielson. Chandler Pappas here with us. Trump is saying he's going to Kenosha tomorrow. He's saying there'd be great death and destruction, great death and injury if he didn't go. The National Guard wasn't sent. I think that's good. And I'm all about not having a big flare-up, but they're going to try to stage a false flag. So I agree, we should not go into these cities because the left is denying us, saying black folks that was at the back of the bus. This is kind of the modern version. But at the same time, wise as a serpent, peaceful as a dove, for you, Chandler, and then you, Joey, then your basic understanding of what we should do then.
Like I said, I'm not ready to back down from this. I'm not willing to back down from this. My friend just gave his life for this. I would be doing him a disservice. I would be doing his life and his legacy a disservice by giving up. The day after he passed, not even a full 24 hours, we went out to Sandy and did another flag wave. I think I picked up a microphone for the second time in my life. We can't. If we give up, they will win. The more we give up ground, the problem with defense and a defensive position is the more we give up ground, the more they'll take. They will continue to push. People are leaving Portland and California and Washington in droves. And my father's trying to buy a piece of property in Idaho, and he can't get a listing because they're going so quick. Anything he's interested in goes because people are leaving. And you know what?
That was my next point, is there is a giant exodus out of that area.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Everybody with two brain cells to rub together that has money and resources is thinking, wow, I probably don't want to be here while they're killing conservatives. Because why would they be?
So it's a giant leftist temper tantrum. Joey Gibson, what do you think we do in the last 63 days of the election? Do we press going into these areas, or what do we do?
Well, I respect anyone's right to go into Portland to do their thing. I know someone's scheduling a rally down there soon, and I think that, like, what's for me, this may sound bad, but I kind of want them to burn down their city. I mean, I want them to burn it down, and I don't want them to be able to blame anybody but themselves. They've been pushing for these politics for a long time, okay? Now they're going to get what they want. And so I believe that we should never stand down. We should never back down. I'm going to be doing all kinds of stuff in the next few months, especially leading up to this election. But I'm going to do everything I can to be very strategic, and my plans will not be announced for the public to see, so that they can prepare.
Exactly. Plan. You don't want to get caught up in the middle of a false flag.
Right. Absolutely. And the thing is, too, is that the way that Antifa works, Antifa are a bunch of cowards. Their strength comes from the mob. That's it. So if we're able to go into these areas unannounced, they have no strength because they want to be able to plan. They want to be able to throw rocks and bricks, you know, from far away. And so I think that it's very important that Patriots begin to be more strategic in the things that they do, especially in these far left cities. And do not be afraid. I don't do this, okay, because it's my job to be a face, but don't be afraid to cover up your identity. Don't be afraid to go in there to do things that you have to do in order to protect yourself and your family.
Now, this is war. There's no doubt. But, and never forget, pray to God for guidance, that God lead, God and direct us. Chandler Pappas, we really appreciate you. We're so sorry for your friend, a.k.a. J. Bishop, Aaron J. Danielson, we love him. We appreciate him. We'll put back on screen the GoFundMe. It's only got a few $1,000 the hour you're on. Aaron Danielson, official GoFundMe page. Folks, go donate there for the family. And Joey Gibson, we salute you and we appreciate you for all you've done. And with your Patriot Prayer Group, you've really been that thin line of pro-American standing up. And we really appreciate you, my friend. Remember, it's all about Aaron J. Danielson, a martyr for freedom. We'll be right back on the other side with something very important. Stay with us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise.
All right, we're into the fourth hour right now. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I was sent a video this morning of one of the crew members called The Great Reset, Davos and the Plot to Cancel Trump. And all of this is on record, but it's just good to see a film this good broken down by the folks that produced it. And that's Michael J. Matt, RemnantNewspaper.com. And that's what's so exciting is to see all these great leaders who've been out there a long time, but now getting the full picture and really exposing it. So we're going to air The Great Reset, and I'm going to post it at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com as we're speaking. But first, getting into the perfect storm, this was said at Davos this year. This is what they're planning. It's what they're using COVID for, as a financial mechanism to collapse things, to get you into debt, but not make you think it was the globalists that did it. So we should air the perfect storm for a global currency reset from InfoWars.com from March 15th. Then we will air the next piece, War with International Banking Cartel or Nacera. We're going to air these two pieces in this segment. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to air here for our audience, prepare for our audience, The Great Reset that does a fabulous job laying this out. Here we are getting into The Great Reset in March.
Unit of account based on a fixed quantity of gold was officially adopted, and the world reserve currency became the British pound sterling. In 1914, after World War I, nations attempted to revive the gold standard, but it collapsed during the Great Depression. Also in 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank, a private company, was born. After Britain was devastated by World War II, they were no longer a superpower, and so the global reserve currency needed to be reset. In 1944, at the Bretton Woods Conference, the U.S. dollar became the new global reserve currency. This established America as the dominant power in the world economy, giving America the sole ability to print dollars. The rest of the world would need to trade their own currency against the U.S. dollar in order to balance exchange rates, keeping the international economy vibrant and fluid. But by the 1960s, the United States had printed more USD than their gold reserves could cover. And by 1970, a growing American trade deficit was undermining the value of the dollar. On August 15, 1971, President Richard Nixon brought an end to the gold standard. Federal Reserve notes, a fiat currency backed by debt rather than gold, became the new standard. This is basically no different than an IOU. As one would expect, right after President Nixon gave his speech, inflation began to rise and America's biggest export became debt. The creation of the petrodollar gave the U.S. even more sway over world economies. And today, the international debt has become untenable. And many are saying another global currency reset is needed. Historically, the gold standard has been the most stable economy we have known. But gold can be manipulated and disruptive as well. Some are suggesting that cryptocurrency could be the solution. Crypto is run by an algorithm and can be designed to meet specific needs. The global currency needs to have fluid supply, and the limited gold supply failed to keep up with economic growth. A sovereign-free, algorithm-based alternative could potentially be more stable. China is almost ready to launch their own cryptocurrency, DCEP, short for Digital Currency Electronic Payments. DCEP is government-controlled and fully centralized. So far, it appears to be a digital version of fiat paper money. The Federal Reserve Bank is developing their own crypto called Fedcoin. The coronavirus pandemic seems to be the perfect storm for a global currency reset. The amount of money printing involved in holding up failing economies as quarantines and shutdowns take place will be unprecedented. And all this does is weaken the U.S. dollar even more. And when the U.S. dollar falls, it will be replaced by something. The question is, which way will it go? This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com.
And now, Your Highness, discuss the location of your economic race. InfoWars.
Godfather of the Rothschild banking cartel, Mayor Amschel Rothschild said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes the laws." In a recent Bloomberg article, "The Fed's Cure Risks Being Worse Than the Disease," Jim Bianco explains what is now happening with the Federal Reserve Bank and their response to the coronavirus. He writes, "This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump." Did President Trump just nationalize the Federal Reserve Bank? On June 4, 1963, President John F. Kennedy issued Executive Order 1111-0, which many believe was an effort to transfer power from the Federal Reserve Bank to the United States Department of the Treasury by replacing Federal Reserve notes with silver certificates, thereby taking the power away from the international banking cartels. Less than 6 months later, President Kennedy was assassinated, and his move against the Fed was reversed. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln printed $400 million worth of greenbacks, a debt-free, interest-free money, independent of international bank control. In response, the London Times wrote that if that mischievous financial policy, which had its origin in the North American Republic, should become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of the civilized governments of the world. The brains and the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That government must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe. The bankers were not willing to lose power, and the Bank of England went on to fund the Confederacy. Weeks prior to Lincoln's assassination, assassin John Wilkes Booth spent time in Montreal, known as the Confederate capital of Canada, and was found after the assassination with a banknote from Ontario Bank. Booth's personal manager was banker Joseph Siemens. After Lincoln was killed, power was restored to the international banking cartel. The National Economic Security and Recovery Act, known as NESARA, was a set of proposed economic reforms suggested during the 1990s by Harvey Francis Bernard. Bernard created the Nassara proposal during the late 1980s. He sent copies to members of Congress, but was ignored. In 2001, he established the Nassara Institute and published the second edition of his book in 2005, retitling it Draining the Swamp, The Nassara Story, Monetary and Fiscal Policy Reform. The policies included replacing the income tax with a national sales tax, abolishing compound interest on secured loans, and returning to a bimetallic currency, which he claimed would result in 0% inflation and a more stable economy.
The full video is in the Gregory section of Panda Video, but I saw this film 25 minutes long this morning. We're posting it to Infowars.com, the link to the YouTube. But I thought all of you should have a chance to see it. So we're going to come back and air it. They did a great job. The Great Reset. He is straight ahead on the other side of this break. And, you know, Google and the globalists all hope you don't share these links or tell folks about the show. So whatever you do, don't tell your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, your text message. Tell no one to tune in now. Let the globalists win.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some new incredible soul, a man, a woman, brown, white, black, have beautiful souls that are fighting tyranny. And that's why you see the enemy coming in to attack us. Well, we posted the video to InfoWars.com with a few of the Greg Reese videos that foreshadowed this back in March. The Great Reset, Davos, and the plot to cancel Trump. And all this is very accurate. I've looked into it to myself. And the folks that put this out is the Remnant video. And the newspaper publisher who runs all of that. So you can find more information on it. We're posting it to InfoWars.com. Here is the beginning of the 25-minute documentary. We'll have time in this hour to air most of it or all of it. Here it is. Good stuff.
I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world that will disappear in 2020.
What if I told you that Bill Gates, Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, George Soros, Prince Charles, and Cardinal Turkson were meeting in the mountains to plot a global new order to be established on the back of the COVID pandemic? An outrageous movie plot? Or is it absolutely true? Donald Trump and the Davos Connection, tonight from the editor's desk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Matt coming to you once again from the offices of the Remnant newspaper. Here's something you're not apt to hear on mainstream media. Of the 18 million people in the world who've been infected with the coronavirus, 10.6 million have recovered. This is according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University. In other words, the vast majority of COVID patients fully recover. This doesn't even factor in that the millions who've contracted it, recovered, and didn't even know they had it. Friends, we need to have a talk. I mean, let's be really clear right from the outset. COVID-19 is not a hoax, okay? Worldwide, over 650,000 people, mostly elderly, have succumbed to it. This is not a hoax. Even with skewed death reporting, which we know is going on all over the place, this is a very serious virus. But so was the H1N1, the swine flu of 2009, which claimed the lives of 500,000 people. So was the Hong Kong flu of 1968, which claimed the lives of up to 4 million people. Flu is a nasty business. Now, do you remember these previous epidemics, pandemics? Probably not. Why? Because the media didn't freak us out over those. The country wasn't shut down. Healthy people were not quarantined. Schools weren't closed. Church services weren't canceled. Why not? Because COVID is a thoroughly politicized virus. And we're getting conflicting recommendations from the experts that get just a little more absurd every week.
Doctor, your colleague, Dr. Fauci, has suggested recently that goggles would work even better or in addition to. You're talking about masks. People have come around to the reality of that. Are we going to look at more demands based on what Dr. Fauci has said?
Well, I've seen really great face shields, and I've seen them around the country. You know, I've been out to 14 states. The administration sent me out, and I've gotten to see a lot of exciting face masks out there and face masks that come from the bottom up. And I think that's really, I think people, the American people are innovative. Those are actually pretty easy and straightforward to make. Many universities and those who have printers are making face shields now. So these 3D printers can really increase that production, and I think others are making them, and they can be decorated.
So, Doctor, well, no one's really interested in decorations. I want to know whether face shields or goggles is something we're going to hear next.
I mean, this isn't even funny. I'm so glad to see the guys from Fox over there are openly mocking this woman. I mean, people are losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. They're losing their mental health over this. Their kids aren't going back to school. They can't go to church. And this delusional woman with the scars thinks that we're going to get a kick out of decorating our face shields? This is day 170, I think, of the 15 days to slow the spread, Dr. Birx. Do you have any idea of what the hell you're talking about? Because it changes all the time. No wonder nobody takes these people seriously anymore. And so here's the thing, friends. We need to get very serious about it. We need to have a serious conversation about it. Here at The Remnant, we've been saying since March, since the outset of this thing, that it's not the virus that we're questioning. I don't want to get the virus. I know you don't. I know some of you have lost loved ones or friends or whatever from the virus. I've known quite a few folks now who've gotten it. I don't know anyone who died. Everyone who I know, thanks be to God, has recovered. But it was never the virus that's the problem. It's the political exploitation of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, that really, really must give all of us now serious cause for concern about the future. They're not playing games here. This isn't going anywhere. This isn't going away. And don't take my word for it. I wouldn't expect you to do that anyway. Let's talk about Davos, Switzerland. Here's where the leaders of the world are admitting exactly what I'm saying, that this is a Trojan horse. Now, in Davos, they call it the Great Reset. And it's scheduled now to kick off in January 2021. And if you want to know what's really going on here, if you want to know why the schools are probably, many of them are not going to open in the fall, if you want to know why you're wearing that dehumanizing face mask, even in your car, look to Davos.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path.
What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity for reset?
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call.
The world's problems fit on three sides of a triangle. It's one versus many, man versus nature, and the unfortunate foundation is long-term versus short-term.
Any recovery stimulus should have green conditions attached to it.
We have to change our economy dramatically in the next 20 or 30 years and the next 10 years. Is absolutely decisive.
The recovery has to be greener than any of the previous recoveries.
And then we need to couple that with new initiatives.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back. And this is all Davos, Microsoft globalists saying, this is going to teach us to not have money and to be poor. And that's how you save yourself, is not having a car or going to a job. And then we're going to dictate how you live your life now. This is all they're doing. It's just shutting everything off. All the little lemmings think they're heroes, saving the earth by not doing anything. But no, they're just setting it up for themselves to be obsolete because they act like chicken neck cowards that don't have any will to defend themselves. And if you act like a sheep, you know what comes. Not Easter bunnies, but the big bad wolf. Stay with us. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. So that's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, you never know how long you'll have an InfoWars t-shirt as part of history. You know, I hope we're here in 2-3 months, but we may not be. I'm just telling you right now that we're under a lot of attack. We need your prayers, your support, your word of mouth, just like you need the same thing back. We appreciate you. I would take advantage of InfoWarsStore.com. I've extended it 2 days, but that's it. Free shipping on APAC Power Stack, X2, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X2, Prostaguard, Krill Oil, all of it. 50 to 60% off and free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your financing of us that funds the operation. But I get some of those t-shirts and the air filtration, the water filtration. But like I said, I watched this piece put out that has like 2.5 million views as of this morning by Michael J. Matt. The Great Reset has been posted to Infowars.com as we speak. I hope you share it. And just another well-spoken, good group laying out the facts of Davos and others bragging about what they're now doing to us. So let's continue with the documentary.
Uso.
On June 2nd, 2020, just a few months ago, a couple months ago, the founder now of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Klaus Schwab, wrote an article on their website in which he just comes right out with it. He says that COVID pandemic represents a, quote, rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world, end quote. Those are my words. Those are his words. The world must act jointly and swiftly, says Mr. Schwab, to, quote, revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed, end quote. And Mr. Schwab comes right out and admits that he can't do this without, you guessed it, Bill Gates.
We are particularly committed to this initiative since the forum has been at the origin in its annual meeting in Davos of the Global Fund, Gavi, and CEPI, together with the Gates Foundation and other founders of those crucial organizations, particularly today.
And they're all there. All the movers and shakers of the world are in Davos at one time or another. Even Prince Charles, the insufferable Prince of Wales, got into the act in Davos in January.
Unless we take the action necessary and we build again in a greener and more sustainable and more inclusive way, then we will end up having more and more pandemics and more disasters from ever accelerating global warming and climate change. So this is the one moment, as you've all been saying, when we have to make as much progress as we can.
And of course, Antonio Guterres, the former Prime Minister of Portugal, who's also a Catholic and is now serving as the Secretary General of the United Nations, he's in Davos chiming in as well.
A microscopic virus has closed down entire countries and economies. The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. As you rightly say, it is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world.
Friends, the full picture should begin to emerge now, and I'm just giving you a sample. I mean, everyone has spoken here. Everyone who is anyone in the globalist community has gone to Davos, has delivered speeches. They come together, they network, they plan our future.
This transformation essentially means that the whole way that we do business, that we live, that we have grown accustomed to in the industrial age, will have to be changed. We will have to leave that behind us in the next 30 years ago.
This COVID thing is their golden opportunity, and they certainly don't want Trump or anyone else to fix the problem, certainly not prematurely. And this is what the war on hydroxychloroquine is all about. I mean, think about this. Why? You mentioned hydroxychloroquine and you get taken off Facebook, you get taken down from YouTube. Why? This thing's been going for 60 years. People use it all the time. Well, if you use it, you might have a heart attack, so we got to condemn that. Then why are they doing this? This is a therapeutic that works for a lot of people. Doctors all over the place are using it right now, but they don't want it. Why? Why? Because it's not a vaccine. Because it might fix the problem. This is why those frontline doctors in the white coats, that's why they were banned from social media. Many of them are now losing their jobs. They were frontline heroes. And all they did wrong was come out and talk about fixing the thing now. Not waiting 18 months, you're not waiting for a vaccine, but how they're fixing and healing people right now. Doesn't that make you just a little suspicious? Because, see, the problem is, these frontline doctors in the white coats, if they're right, and COVID can be cured without 7 billion doses of Bill Gates' vaccine, well, the Great Reset that they keep talking about in Davos, Switzerland, the Great Reset will be dead on arrival. And all of us will go back to life as we knew it. This is why the 2021 Davos Summit, now 2021, it's coming right up after Christmas, the Davos Summit and the Great Reset, they need President Joe the Catholic Biden to hand us, the United States, over to them if he wins this election. This is why they're trying so hard to take Donald Trump down. Biden is not a serious candidate. We can all agree on that, right? He's not serious. The poor fellow. He's in his dotage now. So what are they doing? They don't want a serious candidate. I'm not talking about on the right. I'm talking about on the left. They don't want someone who's going to be serious. Everyone with a pulse knows Joe Biden can't do this job. What's he doing there then? In my opinion, he's the personified monument to the U.S. presidency that the mob will tear down in January. They need to reset everything, including the politics of the United States, the governance of the United States. Besides that, old Joe the Catholic Biden has always been a New World Order guy.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And of course, Franzia, we hear a lot about the Green New Deal and all of that, right? We hear Francis with his Laudato Si encyclical and all of that. They're all working together, aren't they? The Davos 2021 summit works closely with something called Climate Reality Project. And guess who runs that? The respected trustee of the World Economic Forum, Albert Gore.
This crisis, the climate crisis, is way worse than people generally realize. Way worse. It is getting worse still way faster than people realize. The burden to act that is on the shoulders of the generation of people alive today is a challenge to our moral imagination. But this is Thermopylae. This is Agincourt. This is the Battle of the Bulge. This is Dunkirk. This is 9/11. We have to rise to this occasion.
I can't believe this guy is still knocking around. It's unbelievable. It's like a spoof, isn't it? It's Al again. I mean, and it's the same. And Davos brings them all in, all the ghouls from the globalist swamp.
Our house is still on fire. Your inaction is fueling the flames by the hour. And we are telling you to act as if you loved your children above all else.
And of course, drum roll please, Davos, Switzerland has its elder statesman, George Soros.
George Soros' dinner at Davos is a bit of an institution at this event. He usually comes out with strong criticism of something that he feels is troubling for the state of the world. He didn't hold back either when talking about the US president, saying that he was describing him as a con man, an ultimate narcissist. Even the fate of the world could be at stake in 2020 and the years to come as well, perhaps referencing there the upcoming, of course, election in the United States too. So George Soros really, you know, using his platform here at Davos to speak to those, you know, rich and famous who come to the World Economic Forum. We know that he's in the past has been a major donor to the Democratic Party in the United States. He didn't say anything about which candidate he might be supporting in the Democratic primary, but certainly no holding back on his criticism of President
Trump. Look at that demon. We'll come back with the conclusion of the film. The Great Reset is posted at Infowars.com. It's a good little piece. The Great Reset, Davos, the plot to cancel Trump. It's the plot to cancel you and your family. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So the piece we're playing is called The Great Reset, Davos, and the plot to cancel Trump. It's at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And George Soros hopes you don't share it, but here's the conclusion.
So what's this all about? I think you know. I think we all sort of in our hearts, we kind of realize what's going on here. This is not about COVID anymore. This is about a reset of everything. And the United States of America is in the way right now of all of it. So they are destabilizing our entire country. The Great Reset, then, politically, economically, it wants to implement massive socialist programs. And, of course, global climate change along the lines of the Green New Deal. The regulation is going to be unbelievable. And no one, no country, will be allowed to opt out of this. Why? Well, if an individual country opts out of the Great Reset, they're going to be endangering the whole world community, the whole world, to future pandemics that will be caused by climate change, Al Gore says, and overpopulation, says Bill Gates. You see how it works? No country will be allowed to opt out. This is what we're facing in November. And if you think the Catholic Church is going to protect you from what's coming, from this globalist takeover nightmare, think again.
We've been through all this before, leaving aside Pachamama and leaving aside Laudato Si, which is the encyclical of the globalists. It's the encyclical of the United Nations.
I'm sure that we have all read this magnificent, magnificent encyclical that His Holiness Pope Francis has blessed us with.
It's the encyclical of AOC. It's the encyclical of the Green New Deal. Leaving that aside, Francis has already announced the global economic reset of his own last year. I don't know what makes this man think that he's an economist. I don't know where he learned all of this down in Argentina, but he's an amazing guy. He knows everything but theology. Ever notice that? He already announced his coming global economic reset. He calls it, in his humility, the Economy Francesco. The Economy of Francis. Remember? We showed you a bit of this. I'll show you a little more here.
I will come for the Economy of Francesco because we need a new economy, a new vision, and the teachings of Pope Francis in Laudato Si and in other teachings help to give us
the ultra-rich that have stolen all the wealth now have this plan.
Isn't that something? Now, this was announced last year, mid-2019. It's almost as if Francis knew that the COVID pandemic and the resulting economic collapse were coming. I wonder how he knew that. Isn't that weird that he was already calling for an economic reset? Well, poor Francis, he couldn't make it out to Davos back in January when the big party happened. But he did send his representative, the globalist cardinal, Peter Turkson, in his place.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to welcome His Eminence Cardinal Turkson, Prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development of the Vatican City-State, with a special message from His Holiness Pope Francis. Your Eminence, it is a pleasure to welcome you back to Davos. The stage is yours.
This is to Professor Klaus Schwab, Executive Chairman of the World Economic Forum. As the World Economic Forum celebrates its 50th anniversary, I send greetings and prayerful good wishes to all taking part in this year's gathering.
Everyone's in on the Great Reset. Well, almost everyone. There's one guy who's got the power to do something to stop it, and you know exactly where I'm going. And they made a mistake. They tried to get Trump on their side, so they invited Donald Trump to Davos, I think a couple of times. But in January, when Donald Trump, I think, really began to see the beast that he was up against, he went to Davos, to the World Economic Forum, and he stuck a mega finger in their eye.
We're committed to conserving the majesty of God's creation and the natural beauty of our world. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country.
2 days after Donald Trump gave that speech, the 89-year-old leftist weirdo billionaire George Soros made an emergency intervention where, at Davos, once again, warning that the U.S. 2020 election will determine the, quote, fate of the whole world. Now, in the context of Davos, take a look at this one more time. This is a month after Donald Trump addressed Davos and stuck the MAGA finger in their face. Here's what Francis, the Vatican, and Jeffrey Sachs had to say in response.
And it is a dangerous country right now. It will be absolutely dangerous if Trump wins re-election. Trump wins re-election. Trump wins re-election.
Francis invited this guy to the Amazon Synod as an honored guest and advisor. He's also Bernie Sanders' advisor. What's he doing in the Vatican? Why is this guy who's a promoter for socialist, out and out socialist, Bernie Sanders, what's he doing advising the Pope? Why does he have entree to the Vatican, friends? Sachs supports abortion and contraception, but that's not a problem for the Vatican. For the Vatican, for Pope Francis, and for his friends at the UN, Donald Trump is the problem, obviously, friends.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
Do you get it? Do you see why there's so much hate for Trump? Because with all of his faults, again, he's the capitalist. He's not the globalist. He never will be one of them. Which is why he pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the World Health Organization. That's Bill Gates and company. And now he's threatening to pull the United States out of the World Trade Organization. People say, yeah, well, Donald Trump got married twice. He's a bad guy. Really? He's right in the face of the demons on this, friends. Nobody ever said he was a saint. He's knocking the sacred cows of the United Nations down all over the world right now.
The General Assembly routinely votes 185 against the United States on almost everything right now.
And remember, speaking of the United Nations, in November of 2019, again, right before COVID landed, Trump went to the UN, on the floor of the General Assembly, and he declared war on globalism.
Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
And shortly after the speech at the UN, Donald Trump delivered, what do you think happened? The coronavirus was unleashed on the world, and Trump's booming U.S. economy went on life support. Do you think that was an accident? So when they tell you, when they tell all of us to stay home, wear your mask so grandma doesn't get sick, please understand what's really going on here. They don't care about your grandmother. They don't care about old people, these people. They don't care about babies. They want them aborted so that they can save the common home. Abort babies, millions of them all over the world. They don't care about babies. They don't care about old people. In fact, if you want to save your grandma, tell the globalists to stay the hell away from her. You remember how some of them, like Cuomo and characters like this, were running COVID recovering patients through nursing homes? That's how much they care about grandma. And the name of the game now is to bring the United States economy to its knees, get it out of the way, so that everyone will want the Great Reset. Make the new normal so intolerably abnormal that even you and I, maybe, you know, at some point in the near future, we'll be begging for the vaccines, because we'll be driven crazy by that point. Begging for whatever else is going to keep us safe, according to our jailers and our handlers and our zookeepers. You see? That's what they want. That's why they keep using this term, new normal. You know what we do to fight back? Go to work. Go back to school. If you're healthy, take off the mask. And for heaven's sake, go back to church and pray that Trump wins in November. That's what the reset was on. That's what the Russia hoax was all about. That's what the impeachment hoax was all about. Don't you see? For 4 years, I've been trying to stop this man, because if he strengthens America, if he makes it great again, if he brings the economy back again, the reset won't happen. The New World Order is going to be set way back. Who knows when they're going to have another COVID opportunity like this one again, and they know it. So ask yourselves why they hate this man. These folks, these men, they hate God. They hate the unborn. They hate the traditional family. They hate you. And they hate Donald Trump, whose political opponents, by the way, right now are knocking statues of saints to the ground. They're beating up cops. And they're burning flags. You say you don't like Trump. I'm sorry, friends, but who cares? That doesn't really matter anymore. But you think of Trump's personality or his tweets. Look at the big picture. The choice is simple, friends. Stand with America right now, or fall with the New World Order.
That's right. Full video is at InfoWars.com. The Great Reset Forum coming up. Great job, crew.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home.
run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.